from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo keeps on monitoring evacuation of Lion Air's victims. Indonesian Defense Ministry hold again Defense Industry Exhibition, Indo Defense Expo and Forum 2018. LIPI encourages Indonesian government to implement grand design of eradicating stunting or malnutrition. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said he kept on monitoring the search and evacuation process of the victims and wreckage of the ill-fated Lion Air aircraft that crashed into the sea of Tanjung Karawang, West Java on Monday. The president said that he has been following the development of the search and rescue operation on the ground from minutes to minutes and hour to hour, especially for finding the victims. Several hours after the crash occurred on Monday, President Joko Widodo visited the emergency command post at the Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Banten Province. On Tuesday at around 4:10 p.m., local time, President Joko Widodo observed the search and rescue effort that the joint SAR team members carried out to find the missing passengers and crew members and wreckage of the ill-fated plane. The president arrived at the Integrated Command Center for Evacuation of Victims of Lion Air Flight JT610 in the Jakarta International Container Terminal of Tanjung Priok Port, Jakarta, and met with a number of SAR officers who were on duty. He said the government would work so hard to find the wreckage of the plane. Meanwhile, the National Transportation Safety Committee still collected all necessary data related to the crash of Lion Air Flight JT610 on Tuesday. Indonesian Defense Ministry will hold again the Defense Industry Exhibition Indo Defense Expo and Forum 2018 on November 7 to 10, 2018 in G-Expo, Kemayoran, Jakarta. The Defense Industry Exhibition is a promotion event for producers of defense equipment and international security, which is held once in 2 years. It was stated by Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Miza Riakudu at press conference on Indo Defense 2018 Expo and Forum at the Defense Ministry in Jakarta on Wednesday, October 31.
Indo Defense, Indo Airspace.
Indo Marine Aerospace featuring Indo Helicopter 2018 Expo and Forum is the most complete exhibition besides performing a lot of technology products in three dimensions of defense, aerospace, helicopter, and maritime. There are also held seminars and forums as well as products presentation from participants of the exhibition that perform their excellent products and the implementation. Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Miza Riakudu also said that that the defense industry exhibition will be participated in by 867 participants from 59 countries. The Indo Defense Expo and Forum 2018 is part of Indonesia's defense diplomacy concept to improve interdependency for the sake of achieving the world peace and prosperity. It can also be a communication media and effective information to keep business contact and transfer of technology. Environment ministers from various countries will attend the fourth intergovernmental review meeting on the implementation of the Global Program of Action for the Protection of the Marine Environment from Land-Based Activities, IGR4, held in Nusa Dua, Bali. Indonesian Environment Minister Siti Nurbaya said the two-day meeting, which opened on Wednesday, is a forum of the United Nations Environment Programme, UNEP. Delegations from some 89 countries with around 400 government officials will attend the meeting, held every 5 years, the minister said in Nusa Dua, Bali on Tuesday, October 30. Indonesia, represented by Minister Siti Nurbaya, will chair the forum. The theme of the IGR4 is pollution in ocean and land connection. The agreements reached in the IGR4 would be included in the Bali Declaration as a concrete support for the protection and preservation of global marine environment, especially against plastic garbage. There are three main agendas of IGR4. Firstly, review of the implementation of Global Program of Action for the Protection of the Marine Environment from Land-Based Activities in 2012 to 2017 period. Secondly, drafting policy for Global Program of Action in the period of 2018-2022. Thirdly, working program of Global Program of Action of 2018-2022 period to be carried out through Coordination Office. The Indonesian Police's Disaster Victim Identification DVI team has collected DNA samples from 147 relatives of the victims of the Lion Air JT610 plane crash for identification. Head of the Sukanto Police Hospital, Senior Commissioner Musyafak, on Wednesday has called on the victims' next of kin who have yet to submit their DNA samples to visit the hospital's antemortem post. At least 15 forensic doctors, 10 dentists, and 4 DNA experts have been working to identify the body part that the National Search and Rescue Agency Basarnas had recovered from the Java Sea. The police have also deployed a forensic team from the University of Indonesia, Pajajaran University, and Fatmawati Hospital. The team has faced problems in identification and only relied on the DNA samples for identification, as they only received a body part recovered from the location of the crash. After identification, the corpse will be placed in a coffin and handed over to the family. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, held a workshop of National Grand Design Research to Prevent Stunting at LIPI's building in Jakarta on Tuesday, October 30. The workshop is part of National Widya Karya of Food and Nutrition, a forum of interstakeholders. Deputy of Social Sciences and Humanity of LIPI, Trinuke Pujastuti, on the sidelines of the workshop of stunting prevention to Voice of Indonesia, RRI, said that National Widya Karya of Food and Nutrition recommend 4 aspects of stunting prevention to Indonesian government, namely regulation and policy, monitoring program and evaluation, institutional coordination, and people empowerment.
Dari aspek riset itu harus direkomendasi secara umum itu
From research, it must be recommended generally and it must have grand design of research related to stunting prevention. Well, I said actually it is not only prevention but also decreasing the number of stunting. It becomes responsibility when we give recommendation, so the responsibility must be implemented. This is the first workshop about stunting prevention to look at how is the design of Indonesian policy related to handling of stunting, including all it have currently been run. Furthermore, Trinuka Pujastuti also said that in order to create synergy in stunting prevention, this grand design was aligned with the 2017-2045 National Research Master Plan, compiled by the Ministry of Research, Technology, and Higher Education. This is a national power in an effort to push the policies that has been outlined in decreasing prevalence and stunting prevention in Indonesia. The Federal States of Micronesia, FSM, supported by the International Conservation Organization, the Nature Conservancy, TNC, announced a shift to 100% transparency for its globally significant tuna fishery. The commitment was announced by Micronesia's President Peter Christian at the 5th Hour Ocean Conference held in Nusa Dua, Bali on Tuesday, October 30. Speaking at OOC 2018, President Christian unveiled his country's commitment to full tuna fisheries transparency by 2023 through a combination of state-of-the-art electronic monitoring and human observer coverage in all industrial fishing vessels operating in its territorial waters. The announcement represented the first time a developing nation has made this type of commitment across its commercial fisheries, signifying a worldwide shift in fishing practices and setting the stage for a global seafood market transformation that will benefit both people and nature. Not only in Micronesia, committing to have all fleets active in its waters complete with full transparency by 2023, but the island nation is also challenging its neighboring Pacific Island countries to meet this same goal through the Technology for Tuna Transparency T3 Challenge. The T3 Challenge will impact global markets, given that Micronesia is part of the parties to the Nauru Agreement, 8 countries in the Pacific that control over 50% of the world supply of skipjack tuna. The last item. State-owned gas company PT Perusahaan Gas Negara PGN has targeted to fulfill 100% local content requirement in its infrastructure material by 2020. The company's Director for Infrastructure and Technology, Dilo Seno Widakto, stated on Wednesday, October 31, that currently, PGN's infrastructure for gas distribution in some regions has reached 72% of local content, while the remaining 28% had to still be imported. Widakto, who was in the city to monitor the establishment of a gas network, pointed out that some national companies were not yet prepared to produce the component it needed, including plastic oil for pipe. However, the company will continue to encourage the full utilization of local content in an effort to boost the national component industry. PGN has conducted a trial for its gas network to 5,052 houses in Probolinggo City. The project in East Java in 2018 will focus on two cities, Probolinggo and Pasuruan. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo keeps on monitoring evacuation of Lion Air's victims. Indonesian Defense Ministry holds again Defense Industry Exhibition Indo Defense Expo and Forum 2018. LIPI encourages Indonesian government to implement grand design of eradicating stunting or malnutrition. That was the news.
Thank you.
3. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to our commentary entitled Condemning Israel Needs to be Followed Up. The brutal actions of Israeli soldiers bombarding Gaza, Palestine, have raised international condemnation, including from Indonesia. The anger at Israel's actions, among others, was triggered by the Israeli attack on October 27, which caused damage to the Indonesian hospital in the Gaza Strip. The criticism of Israel's barbaric actions was directly stated by President Joko Widodo on October 28. According to the president, Israel's indiscriminate attack not only damaged the hospital, but also other areas in Gaza. As reported by volunteers from the Medical Emergency Rescue Committee, or MERCY Indonesia, the hospital was damaged in several parts due to Israel's indiscriminate two-day attacks since October 26, 2018. Israel's brutal actions were opposed to Indonesia's mission to build hospitals in Gaza. Since 2008, the Indonesian hospital was built as a manifestation of the Indonesian government and people's solidarity as well as humanitarian mission to help the Palestinian people living in the Gaza Strip. As a result of the hospital damage, patients had to be moved from their wards and placed in the hallway for safety. The Israeli army rocket attack that caused damage to the hospital, which was built to support the humanitarian mission, proved that Israel had acted blindly on the Gaza Strip. Using the attack of Hezbollah forces in the Gaza region as an excuse, the Israeli army was ordered to attack Gaza without even taking into account the strategic targets. There have been countless numbers of civilians dead and injured, children who no longer have parents, and those who lost friends and relatives. And that did not seem to touch Israel. The sense of humanity apparently no longer exists in the heart of the Israeli government. Although a ceasefire has been attempted, the attacks are still carried out intensively. Indonesia, through President Joko Widodo, has directly condemned Israel's indiscriminate actions. It is certainly not solely because of the damage to the Indonesian hospital, but rather as a consistent stance to support the struggle of the Palestinian government and people, also as the recognition of Palestinian sovereignty. However, support for Palestine should not be limited to words only. Criticism and condemnations are no longer heard and noticed by Israel. Real action is really needed, whether through international fora or others. That was commentary.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We start from a historical event which was occurred on October 31st, 1999. Egypt Air Flight 990 crashed in the Atlantic Ocean. Egypt Air Flight 990 was a Boeing 767 aircraft route Los Angeles to New York City, Cairo. On October 31, 1999, the aircraft crashed in the Atlantic Ocean about 60 miles or 97 kilometers south of the Nantucket Island, Massachusetts, the United States. The plane accident killed all the passengers, amounted to 203 people and 14 crew members. Egypt Air carried foreign passengers from 7 countries, namely Egypt, the United States, Canada, Sudan, Germany, Syria, and Zimbabwe. Now we turn to another historical event which occurred on October 31, 2003. Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad resigned after 22 years in power. October 31, 2003 was the last day of Mahathir Mohamad came to power in Malaysia. He entrusted the mandate to Deputy Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi to continue the government. Badawi led Malaysia until elections were held. Dr. Mahathir is considered to have contributed to transforming Malaysia from a remote country to become a developed country in the industrial sector. He has made major changes since Malaysia gained independence in 1957. However, the era of his administration was not free from controversy. Mahathir Mohamad is known as a leader who applies Islamic concepts and law in the Muslim-majority country Malaysia. He also often criticized Western countries and foreign parties for their foreign policies. Meanwhile, he was criticized as an authoritarian leader, especially regarding the dismissal and arrest of his former Deputy Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. Now we end today's edition of Today in History with the World City Day. In 2013, the United Nations General Assembly established October 31st as the World City Day, which was aimed to encourage the international community to concern about urban issues, encourage cooperation between countries in overcoming the challenges of urbanization, and support sustainable urban development throughout the world. World City Day was celebrated since October 31, 2014. Emphasis on the city was because at that time, almost half of the world's population lived in urban areas. It is estimated in 2030, almost 70% of the world's population will live in cities. Even though the city only occupies 2% of the land, 70% of economy are centered in the city, and more than 60% of global energy consumption are spent in the city. Listener, that was Today in History. Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said he kept on monitoring the search and evacuation process of the victims and wreckage of the ill-fated Lion Air aircraft that crashed into the sea off Tanjung Karawang, West Java on Monday. Indonesian Defense Ministry will hold again the Defense Industry Exhibition Indo-Defense Expo and Forum 2018 on November 7-10, 2018 in J-Expo Kemayoran, Jakarta. Environment ministers from various countries will attend the 4th Intergovernmental Review Meeting on the implementation of the Global Program of Action for the Protection of the Marine Environment from Land-Based Activities held in Nusa Dua, Bali. The Indonesian Police's Disaster Victims Identification DVI team has collected DNA samples from 147 relatives of the victims of the Lion Air JT610 plane crash for identification. Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, held a workshop of national grand design research to prevent stunting at LIPI's building in Jakarta on Tuesday. The workshop is part of National Video Career of Food and Nutrition, a forum of inter-stakeholders. The Federal States of Micronesia, supported by the International Conservation Organization, the Nature Conservancy, or TNC, announced a shift to 100% transparency for its globally significant tuna fishery. State-owned gas company PT Perusahaan Gas Negara has targeted to fulfill 100% local content requirement in its infrastructure material by 2020. The company's Director for Infrastructure and Technology, Dilo Senowidakdo, stated on Wednesday that currently, PGN's infrastructure for gas distribution in some regions has reached 72% of local content, while the remaining 28% had to still be imported. Listener, that was News in Brief.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring information about tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Puncak Jeruk Waterfalls, a wonderful place in Sukabumi. So stay tuned. Listeners, there are still many hidden destinations which have not been immensely explored by tourists in Sukabumi. One of them is Puncak Jeruk Waterfalls. The waterfalls are located hiddenly. In addition, it takes time and effort to be able to reach the object that is located in the middle of the forest. Although the place is hard to access, tourists are fond of visiting the object to escape from their daily activities. Listeners, Puncak Jeruk Waterfalls are located in Mekar Mukti Village, Waluran, Sub-District, South Sukabumi. At glance, the object looks like a dam. However, as we arrive in the spot, we will find the strong stream of the waterfalls. There are two waterfalls in the object. Each of them is 15 meters high with 50 meters wide. The formation of the falls is unique and remarkable. A lot of people think the falls resemble too many Niagara waterfalls. Well, listeners, the stream of the waterfalls is not the only attraction of the object. Here, visitors are also able to spend their nights at the available tents. Spending the night in an open nature while enjoying the splendor of green trees in its surrounding will definitely be an unforgettable experience. If you visit the waterfalls during dry season, you probably will not be able to enjoy the magnificent view of the waterfalls fully, due to the debit of the water during dry season will decrease rapidly. Therefore, visitors are recommended to visit Puncak Jeruk Waterfalls during rainy season. Listeners, if you would like to visit the waterfalls, it should be noted that the access to Puncak Jeruk Waterfalls is pretty difficult as they are located in the middle of a forest. From Sukabumi, you have to head to Mekar Mukti Village until you arrive at the forest. Those who are enthusiastic in off-road activity will love the feel on the way to the waterfalls. The access to the object is tough as the road is rocky and full of accents. Therefore, visitors are advised to take special vehicles. To get through the heavy field, a 4x4 type vehicle or a two-wheeled vehicle which has been modified for rocky tracks is required. Visitors who would like to come to the object must have fit condition due to the complicated access and challenging field. Well, listeners, that was the segment of Indonesian Wonder. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Goodbye!
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is cooperation between RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Aku Jatuh Dari Pohon, or in English, I'm Falling from the Tree. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about Aku Jatuh Dari Pohon, or in English, I'm Falling from a Tree. As usual, I'll say every sentence twice slowly and you can follow after me. Dinda and Tony are talking at Joko's family room. They talk about their experiences in the past.
Waktu aku masih kecil, aku pernah terjatuh dari pohon.
Oh ya? Di mana?
Di halaman belakang.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word twice slowly and you can follow after me. Jatuh, in English, to fall. Menginjak, to step. Menabrak, to hit. Membawa, to carry. Waktu aku masih kecil, aku pernah jatuh dari pohon. Waktu aku masih kecil, aku pernah jatuh dari pohon. In English, when I was a child, I fell from a tree. Di mana? In English, where? Di halaman belakang. In English, at the backyard. Waktu aku masih muda. Waktu aku masih muda. In English, when I was young. Saat aku berumur 6 tahun. Saat aku berumur 6 tahun. In English, when I was 6 years old. Ketika aku remaja. Ketika aku remaja. In English, when I was teenager. In the dialogue, Dinda tells about an incident in the past that she fell from the tree. Some incidents usually occurred accidentally. An unpleasant incident that occurred unintentionally usually contains an affix ter. Now, let's follow some examples about incidents which occurred unintentionally. Kakiku terinjak orang itu. Kakiku terinjak orang itu. Aku terjatuh dari pohon. Aku terjatuh dari pohon. Dia tertabrak mobil. Dia tertabrak mobil. Maaf, buku Bapak terbawa oleh saya. In English, I'm sorry your book was brought by me. Next, when describing events that have ever been experienced, usually a description of time related to age will be mentioned, such as ketika aku masih kecil, or when I was a child, waktu aku masih muda, or when I was a young, saat aku berumur 6 tahun, or when I was 6 years old, and ketika remaja, or when I was teenager. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's follow again the conversation.
Waktu aku masih kecil, aku pernah terjatuh dari pohon.
Oh ya? Di mana?
Di halaman belakang.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. As an exercise, please send us your recorded voice in Indonesian language to our email address at voi@voinews.id. There will be one prize in the form of an interesting parcel for the lucky winner. The winner will be announced in November 2018. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a segment which presents you about Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. For today's edition, I would like to present you some pop songs by Dipa Kresna Aditya Barus, or well known as Dipa Barus. He is an Indonesian talented disc jockey, composer, and producer. He appears at many stages of electronic disco music shows up to international stages. The name of Dipa Barus begins to famous among public, especially the music lovers, after he released a single entitled No One Can Stop Us, collaborated with Kalula. Well, listeners, to initiate our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled No One Can Stop Us by Dipa Barus featuring Kalula. Happy listening.
No one can stop us.
Try too hard to fake it. You know what you
Listeners, that was the song No One Can Stop Us by Dipa Barus. After he did remix music for quite long time and helped some musicians such as Rini Wulandari and Teza Sumendra, Dipa Barus released his songs entitled No One Can Stop Us. The first single of Dipa Barus, who has just got 3 awards from Emmy Awards 2018, was released in March 2016. The uniqueness of the single is that Dipa filled Indonesian segment and combined it with electronic disco music. In part of refrain, he filled music of Saman Dance from Aceh combined with gamelan sound of Balinese jegog, Javanese gamelan, and gong. While Kalula is a singer who was invited by Dipa via YouTube. So as Nadine, a singer who was invited to collaborate with his single entitled All Good. Well, listeners, here is a song by Dipa Barus featuring Nadine entitled All Good. Listeners, that's the song entitled All Good by Dipa Barus featuring Nadine. The song is liked by many music lovers from South America. Therefore, Dipa tries to adapt familiar nuances with her listeners from Central and South America. In a single entitled Money Honey, he filled steel drum instrument from Trinidad and Tobago as well as reggaeton rhythm from Jamaica. For Indonesian traditional music, he filled gamelan, Balinese reading, and sasando. Well, listeners, to end the music segment, let us listen to the last two songs by Dipa Barus entitled Honey Money featuring Monica and Non-Political Asian Dance. Dipa collaborated with Slang through a song which was one of official songs of Asian Games 2018. So enjoy the songs and see you in the next Music Corners edition.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Love. Voice of Indonesia. Let's make the world green.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz.
You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.